Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Leaders Playlist. I'm your host, Renee Craven, and today Dave Clifford and I are talking about the book The Culture Map by Erin Mayer. We hope you enjoy. Hey Dave, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Renee?
I'm good, thank you. It's been a while.
It has.
We have been reading. We just haven't been podcasting.
Yes. Life has gotten in the way. Oh, I should say work has probably gotten in the way more than life.
So the book that we're going to talk about today is The Culture Map by Erin Mayer. Decoding How People Think, Lead and Get Things Done Across Cultures. 2014. So this book is 10 plus years old. I wish I'd read it a lot earlier in my career.
I think the reason that we kind of read it now, because I was going to be dealing with some offshore teams and I got a mix of different cultures. So it was very on the mark for me, and the timing was just about right because we hadn't started it, but I thought, this might be an interesting book to read before I kind of get it. And yes, I've already seen some of those differences between those cultural things.
What were some of the key highlights for you?
Yeah, look, I think it was the culture map itself in the kind of 8 key areas that she mapped out and differences. I think the first example she gives is like Israel and somewhere else. I can't remember exactly, but yeah, it was just that. And then kind of how she broke it down, where they look at like scheduling and what's late to people, things like that. Right. And the big D versus little D and things like that. It's just kind of highlighted a lot of things when you're in meetings and dealing with other cultures. And I would have thought like Australia and Ireland had similar cultural kind of background and things like that. But there's also different nuances in that. And I'd say we'd probably be Anglo-Saxon culture. But yeah, there's definitely different things between like that as well. The different ways we interpret feedback and how feedback things, a good little story about it. I think the French and the American and how they differentiate between the feedback and what good feedback looks like versus and how they interpret it. I thought that was really interesting. What was the key highlights for you?
Culture map part was good for me. Like I really liked that as well. And I thought it would be a good activity, when you're kicking off a team, especially when you've got multiple cultures within your team. Just to see where everybody is, and I thought that would be a good way to start to form your social contract, to see how each person, what their natural state is, I guess, when it comes to communication and collaboration and all of those sorts of things. It's interesting, when I read this book, it was because I've been working across cultures for 8 years now, and I've picked up bits and pieces along the way, but yeah, I wish I had read this book, like I said at the start earlier, so I would have realized why those things were happening, especially when it comes to the communication and, low context cultures where Australia kind of falls, and then high context cultures where it's more reading between the lines, not explicit or direct. And it just kind of joined a lot of dots for me. It's an awesome book for anyone who facilitates or looks after teams, whether they're a scrum master or a team lead, leader kind of person, to just understand how each person is different because of where they're from or the environment that they've grown up in, the culture they've grown up in.
Yeah. Those high context things, it's something said, but it's what's not said is probably more what they're trying to communicate. And there was like one example of a person going to a party and asking for they're going to work the weekend and they're going to the torturous party. And he was like, your man was confused why he didn't turn up. And he said, he just gave it context of it. And he was like, yeah, how do you not understand? I was not going to come to work. I was at my torturous party. And that's a key thing. I would love to run a retro with it at the moment with the teams, just to see the teams I'm working with, just to see how the differences are. As like I said, I can always pick up some of the things already in terms of that leading from distance and how people formulate decisions and when the best time to make a decision is, and feedback, how people interpret feedback is probably the main thing. Because you get a lot of people say, yeah, I love getting feedback and the feedback, but if it's from a French person, or who's probably the Dutch, the Dutch are the ones who are probably the most direct in their feedback and can have that kind of, I won't say safe culture, but their expectation is you get direct feedback. It'd be interesting to get a Dutch person into the team with kind of what I've got at the moment, like a mixture of Australians. We got Irish, we got a Canadian. That's not a Canadian, yeah. We've got someone, who else? And there's another American in there. Yeah, so it'd be interesting. Oh, geez, that'd be a great example with that leadership team. Now think of it, it'd be great just to see. Got a bit of a melting pot there.
Was missing for you from the book, or what do you wish was in there?
It's always with all of these books, there's always the thing, the more an explanation of doing that, but I always feel there's just something missing, something that you can act on and use on. Like I felt that they was given the examples, you know, showing the thing, but there's just not that next step of how you would implement that, how you may look at it broadly, how you may kind of look at ways of more ways, give one or two examples, but more ways of how you would cut through that culture code and help, you know, create better teams across multinational regional divides and things like that. And that's, I think it was the only thing, like the stories were good and stories probably sometimes didn't really relate. I felt it was a mixture up and down, but for you, Renee, what was missing?
Back when it was written in 2014, remote teams, online working, all of that sort of thing wasn't a thing. Whereas now it is, we've got tooling to support those online conversations and collaboration and things like I think the book could be some stuff added to it or refreshed to bring that into it. The other thing I found was, yeah, Australia was missing off some of the examples, and sometimes Australia, when it was there, it was placed somewhere, and I didn't always agree with where it was placed. And I think Australia is a really big place, and it depends where you come from as to, like, there's many different cultures within Australia itself. But the general underlying current and message of the book, I thought was really good.
Kind of picked up on two interesting points there. You've got Australia with the size of it, right? Where then you look in Europe, so many countries in a kind of close proximity. So you look, Holland and France, right? Completely different context and how to take feedback and the things. And so you're probably right. Australia would be an interesting study to look at, given the size of it and kind of the isolation of some of those cities to each other compared to somewhere like Europe, maybe America. The other thing, as you know, is I'd wonder how we've got all those collaboration tools, we've got all those stuff, how the culture map would work based on COVID, and how would the newer version of it going? Because, you know, one of these online tools we have, you know, the Zoom, the Teams, and that, but the context of conversations get lost, the tone, the things, mm-hmm. all of that, you kind of miss the body language. And I wondered if that's the version two. Maybe that's if Aaron's listening, right? Could be the version two. How does all that online stuff affect the comms? Because most of that comms stuff is in person, and all the examples in the book were in person conversations. Is it good? Yeah, be interesting to see what that looks like.
Till next book.
Yes, I'm not sure what that one will be yet, but yes, there will be one. There definitely is one. A lot of backlog.
Thank you for listening to the Leaders Playlist. We hope you enjoyed our episode. Please be sure to tell your workmates, your friends, and your family about our podcast. Until next time.